CDC, and the Ad Council.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Shop Dell Technologies' Black Friday event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Black Friday is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's not just Trump nominees who have been subjected to false threats this week. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy has more.
The top House Democrat now says several members of his caucus have been targeted with fake threats of pipe bombs placed in mailboxes and messages that have prompted significant law enforcement responses. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the messages targeting his members have been signed MAGA.
A new wildfire burning in California, the Thanksgiving fire east of L.A., burning about 250 acres. There's an evacuation order in Riverside County around that fire. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum expressing confidence Thursday that a tariff war with the U.S. can be avoided. Her comments following a call with President-elect Trump. Consumers breaking records with over $6 billion in online Thanksgiving sales, up nearly 9% from 2023, thanks to deep discounts across categories like electronics and toys, mobile shopping at an all-time high, driving $3.6 billion in sales. This is ABC News. French President Emmanuel Macron today led a first look at the restored interior of Notre Dame Cathedral 5 years after it was gutted by a fire. The landmark officially reopened to the public. It will start on December 6th. A hiker lost in the woods in Canada 50 days has been found. ABC's Lionel Moise has more.
So Sam Bonostic set out for a 10-day solo camping and fishing trip at a park in northwestern Canada back on October 7th. When the 20-year-old didn't return, his family reported him missing. Rescue crews conducted a vast search but found nothing. But the family carried on, staying at a hotel near the park, holding out hope even as temperatures dropped below zero. Then on Tuesday, two people on a trail spotted a man walking towards them with walking sticks and a cut-up sleeping bag tied around his legs for warmth.
The hiker suffering from frostbite and smoke inhalation is expected to recover fully. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. This Black Friday, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Black Friday doorbusters are here at Lowe's. For a limited time, get two select one-quart poinsettias for just $3. And get 25% off all fresh-cut Christmas trees. These deals are in stores only, so don't wait to start saving before they're gone. Because Lowe's knows deals. In-store only. Poinsettia offer limited to 16 per customer. Valid 11/29 through 12/2. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection and availability varies by location.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Final report on THC-contaminated food from a Dane County pizzeria.
Public Health Madison and Dane County on Tuesday released its final report detailing an investigation into THC-contaminated menu items accidentally sold in late October from Famous Yeti's Pizza in Stoughton. According to that report, at least 85 people developed symptoms after eating pizza, sandwiches, cheese bread, and garlic bread that were made using oil containing Delta-9. The commercial kitchen used by Famous Yetis supports several businesses, including a state-licensed operation which makes products containing legal Delta 9. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Madison resident was robbed at gunpoint during a Facebook Marketplace exchange.
Madison police say the victim was trying to buy a cell phone through the Facebook classifieds on Tuesday. The sellers wanted cash for the phone, but when the victim came to make the trade, the two suspects walked off with the money. When the victim tried to stop them, one of the suspects pulled a gun on them. Police say you should always do these sorts of trades in a public area. Madison police offer secure areas at their police stations for that purpose. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can harvest your Christmas tree this year from one of Wisconsin's northern state forests. Division of Forestry Property Director Beth Fine says there's some things to know before cutting down a tree, including having a permit beforehand.
We ask for folks not to be within 100 feet of any roads or trails, lakes, or designated recreation areas. We also ask for folks to only have this permit for personal use, and permits usually expire December 31st.
The maximum height a tree can be is 30 feet. A full list of what forests you can cut trees down in can be found on the DNR's website. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and windy today. We'll get to 19 for a high this afternoon. The wind west at 15 to 25. Tonight, 7 above. Tomorrow, sunshine, windy, 18. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 22. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Great to have you along with us. As always, I'm your host, Jesse Allen. AOA brought to you by Cenex. Don't let unpredictable markets get in your way. Cenex Stores premium diesel fuel helps improve efficiency for your operation. Maximize your ROI with Cenex. Go to your nearest store or visit Cenex.com for more information. Well, coming up here on today's show, we're going to share more conversations from the 2024 NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. I talked with a lot of great folks during convention. We're going to hear from Dr. Steve Lerner with Novo Nesis coming up in segment two, talking about probiotic use in our animals and the gut microbiome and axis around the gut microbiome and more. In segment three, we're going to hear from Ron Lamberti with the American Coalition for Ethanol, talking about a host of different ethanol biofuels related issues. And we'll close the show. We'll hear from Charles Barron with FBN. They got their Cyber Days deal going on right now and much more things they're doing with FBN. So we're going to talk with Charles Barron coming up at the end of today's program. Helping us kick things off, though, on the program, I'll have a couple news notes after we hear a conversation I had with Harold Woolley, the chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, during the 2024 NAFB convention. We talked about some of the year-end issues that NCGA is looking at. Here's that conversation with Harold Woolley from the National Corn Growers Association. Joining me now, chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, Harold Woolley from Minnesota. And Harold, it is great to see you again, sir. How are you?
Very well, very well. This is quite the event down at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. Everybody in agriculture is here.
Are you worn out from talking all day at this point?
It hasn't been bad yet. Hasn't been bad.
Well, I'm glad I could snag a few minutes with you. Let's just first talk harvest in Minnesota. I know Minnesota, Northwest Iowa, South Dakota, et cetera, plenty of issues early in the year with the flooding, et cetera. I mean, how did things wrap up on your farm and for some of your neighbors?
You know, real variable results. We had some outstanding crops, some farms that were well-tiled and had good soil on them, performed well. But any field that had any challenges, light soil or subject to flooding, decreased yield. So overall, we're going to be significantly off of our actual production histories.
Okay. Well, at least, you know, I think we've had dry weather to put a bow on harvest in many areas and get that fall field work done. At least it's been a nice end to the year, even though it's been a little dry, I would say. Right, Harold?
It has, but we've been getting a little bit of moisture now, which we need to recharge our soil, our subsoils, getting ready for spring. So you're right, Jesse, a beautiful dry harvest went smoothly. You know, I think the crop came out in just about record time in South Central Minnesota.
Let's talk issues for NCGA. Obviously, post-election now, we know that Donald Trump is going back to the White House. He's filling out his administration. We know that Republicans have retaken the Senate here for the new Congress coming up, and we presume the House as well. I think we're at that point, too. But we still have the lame duck session here in Congress with plenty of issues in front of us. Farm bill, year-round E15, disaster assistance. I know those are some of the big ones for NCGA. Your perspective on this, what can we get done in the lame duck, or what do we need to get done in the lame duck session?
Well, we'd certainly like to see year-round E15 authorized in federal legislation. The benefits of being able to purchase E15 are available to most all of us during the winter months. The eight Midwestern states where the governors have requested from the EPA the ability to market it in the summertime, we're going to have it available year round. But the whole nation needs to have the availability to purchase this very environmental fuel. I mean, that's how one of the ways we're going to lower the carbon standpoint of our transportation system. We need to get this done, and now's the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with that too, what about the farm bill? Prospects for a lame duck farm bill seem pretty slim right now. What's your thoughts there?
The politicians that I've talked to when they were on the campaign trail were certainly all very encouraging. They wanted to see a farm bill get done. So there certainly is a desire to get it done. Now, whether the two sides can come together and compromise and get a bill put together that'll pass both houses in this limited amount of time, there's going to be some challenges to that.
Absolutely. What about on the disaster side, disaster assistance? There has been talk that we could see some sort of package here in the lame duck in lieu of getting a farm bill passed. Talk about that. What's your perspective there?
Well, there certainly is some financial stress out in the countryside. I think we're seeing it to a greater degree in the southern states. So there has been a bill introduced that would provide economic assistance to most of our commodity producers, and NCGA is supportive of that bill. We, you know, the influx of funds to our farmers that are experiencing financial distress would be greatly appreciated, and that money stays in our community. Farmers don't hoard money, they spend it, so it would be an economic stimulus as well.
Anything final on your mind from NCGA's perspective as we near the end of the year? Anything else you'd want to reiterate to folks today?
Well, we're certainly in a transition period, you know, with the new administration and all the folks that are getting named. We don't know exactly what their specific agendas are going to be. You know, we heard a lot of rhetoric on the campaign trail. Is that going to be what the administration's agenda actually is? I think it behooves all of us involved in advocating for agriculture to be involved and engaged as this process moves forward so that we can get policy that serves us well.
Harold, good to see you again. Thanks for joining me, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Anytime, Jesse.
Once again, Harold Woolley, the chairman of NCGA, talking with him at the 2024 NAFB convention. Well, the cost of farm labor is yet another rising supply cost for farmers and ranchers, particularly for farm workers hired through the H-2A visa program. Samantha Ayoub, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the recently released farm labor survey gives us a snapshot of labor costs across the country.
The November farm labor survey release told us that combined field and livestock worker wages were $18.12 nationally, up 3.2% from the 2023 release. However, no one realistically pays the national wage, so regionally, there was an average of about a 4.5% increase in regional wages.
Ayoub says wage rates differed dramatically across the country.
There was actually a decrease in the Lake region, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, down 2% to $18.15. But then we have places like the Southeast, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, with nearly 10% increases. California is finally not the highest paying state in the country. They've been surpassed by Hawaii at $20.08, up 7.2% from 2023.
And this report will be used to calculate the adverse effect wage rate for 2025.
The farm labor survey's combined field and livestock worker wage becomes the adverse effect wage rate that DOL uses for six different standard occupation codes, and that's going to comprise 96% of H-2A workers. In December, they will post the adverse effect wage rate, which is in essence copy and pasted from the farm labor survey, and that will become the field and farm worker wage for H-2A workers. It's also going to vary across the country as to when you have to start paying that wage because of the injunction on the worker protection rule.
And learn more at fb.org/market intel. AOA powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Lubricants. Up next, we'll hear from Dr. Steve Lerner with Novo Nessus here on AOA.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyphosate 5 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit fbn.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
Smart stays on the road. That's why it's in your engine. Because you wouldn't settle for subpar performance. Cenex Maxtron synthetic diesel engine oils give you the smartest oil for the toughest conditions. These premium oils maintain 80% of their viscosity throughout the drain interval for superior engine performance across extreme temperatures. That horizon looks good with the competition behind you. Cenex Maxtron diesel engine oils. Oil that runs smart.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
And
back as AOA rolls along here today, powered by Cenex. Cenex Premium Diesel provides today's high-tech engines with the power and precision it needs to get the job done. Invest in quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel and protect your bottom line. Go to your nearest store, talk with your local experts. They'll be able to walk you through any questions you have, or you can find more details online. Just go to Cenex.com for more information. Well, as we continue to listen to conversations from the NAFB convention in Kansas City, as I talked with a lot of great folks during the convention earlier in the month of November, I was able to sit down with friend of the show, Dr. Steve Lerner with Novo Nesis, to catch up on some of the things that they are working on at Novo Nesis. Talked about effective use of probiotics in our animals and much more, and looking at the gut microbiomes and things of that nature. So always an interesting conversation. Let's take a listen to the one I had back a few weeks ago in Kansas City with Dr. Steve Lerner from Novo Nesis here on AOA. And joining us now here at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, we are visiting with our friends at Novo Nesis. Dr. Steve Lerner is with us here today. Steve, great to catch up with you in person, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Jesse. Always happy to be here.
Well, let's talk. And I know a lot of times when you and I have a conversation, we talk about good gut health and the use of probiotics, and not just for humans, but for our animals as well. But maybe a little bit of a new spin on this. Talk about how, you know, using an effective probiotic can help beyond just good gut health, but with behavior as well.
So we certainly all appreciate that when you're talking about production animal agriculture and the production of meat, milk, and eggs, we typically think about those variables that are measured in our industries, whether it is average daily gain, feed efficiency, morbidity, mortality. These are the typical measures of our industry. But some of the more subtle features of caring for animals are often overlooked, like behaviors. And now that the science of microbiology gives us new insights into the trillions and trillions of microorganisms that populate our gut, collectively the microbiome, well, we're now finding tremendous evidence that the microbiome, through communication through the gut to our brain, can influence behavior. Maybe it leads to calmer dairy cattle. We have evidence that chickens are less skittish and less vocal, less cracked eggs, less feather picking. We have evidence in dogs for those animals that have some anxietal problems. You put them on an effective probiotic, it improves the quality of their gut microbiome, and the dogs are less anxious and less fighting behavior. We have seen evidence in babies with excess crying and fussiness. You put them on an effective probiotic, the crying is reduced significantly. So this beautiful link between what is going on in our gut, we all know firsthand when you've eaten something that could be potentially toxic to you, and you have that rapid discharge and you can't get more than, I don't know, 8-foot radius of porcelain, we know how that disrupts our day. We tend not to think about how a good gut microbiome and a good balance of our digestive functions leads to better days. And maybe it reduces anxiety and behaviors in people, in our children. So it's just it's a fascinating concept. And as we get more and more evidence for what is going on in the microbiome, whether we're talking about just dietary inputs like fiber or probiotic inputs that are good supplements, we're beginning to understand the ramifications not only to our health, but to our behaviors.
Well, and it's something we've talked about as well, that axis that you mentioned, that gut microbiome axis, all of this, you know, you wouldn't think about it tied together. And to your point, not just humans, but for our animals, production agriculture as well.
Yes. Well, there's this beautiful story. And you know, I love thinking about, you know, it's nice to say these things in a broad thing, but I'm always depending on finding, is there really a scientific basis for anything that we're claiming? Well, we now know that, let's take humans as an example. When we, our colons are populated with trillions of microorganisms. Some of them are very good at digesting relatively complex undigestible fibers into a class of chemicals called short-chain fatty acids. These are 2 to 6 carbon strings, and those molecules serve as the main source of energy for the cells that line our colon. And that'd be good in and of itself. But in fact, those short-chain fatty acids, when they are received by certain cell types in our intestine, can send a direct neural signal to our brain. Mm-hmm. When they're pulled across the lining of our intestine into our bloodstream, they can affect immune molecules. They can affect liver function. They can affect adrenal function. They can cross the blood-brain barrier and stimulate neurogenesis. It can cause positive changes in our brains, all because there are bacteria in our colon that can digest fibers. It is an amazing story of this symbiosis between bacteria that have been on Earth for a mere 3.2 billion years and all of the species mm-hmm. that evolved in the presence of those bacteria. It only makes sense that they're able to communicate with us and to be of benefit to their host. If they were not of benefit, then they would have wiped out those animals. Yep. So being of benefit was good for them and good for us. You heard me say many times, we think we carry them around with us, the 40 trillion organisms. They simply find us to be an exquisite transport system that keeps them in a low oxygen environment, in the dark, well fed. They're very happy with us. Mm-hmm, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
They would shake us off like a bad case of fleas, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I think about this too, an effective probiotic, and not just for us as humans, but for our animals too, it comes down to, you know, better efficiency for our bodies. And I think about animal agriculture, better efficiency, better weight gain, things like that, et cetera, right?
Well, I absolutely, we have such overwhelming evidence. I say that all the time, but the database is just exquisitely big. And when you think about the action of probiotics, I believe it is simply keeping the animal, the host, normal. We want to have normal digestion and normal absorption of nutrients. And the greater the percentage of normal healthy animals in any population, a herd of dairy cattle, a lot of beef cattle, a flow of pigs, a flock of chickens, I'll go on and say a crush of rhino, a fan dance of ostrich, an exaltation of larks, right? Mm-hmm. Any group of animals, the greater the percentage of animals that are normal, the better it is. Period. And if it's a production animal agriculture system, then you're talking about if every animal in a 500 cow dairy was healthy and normal, that would be a miraculous day. If all 100,000 steers and heifers in a feed yard were healthy and normal, that would be a miraculous day. And I believe providing effective probiotics is one way that those who are caring for those animals can contribute to their general well-being. So we keep them healthy because we want them eating. We want them converting feed efficiently. That's good for us and the environment and the animals. We want them growing at the expected rate. We don't want morbidity and mortality. And we measure those things, but I believe they're all based on the percentage of normal, healthy animals in your care. And to achieve that, you provide effective probiotics.
Good thoughts as always. And Steve, if folks want to learn more about Novanesis, by the way, what's the easiest way to learn more?
Of course, Novanesis.com is a center you can find. Everything there speaks about the company that is a biosolutions world leader. And you can look at our probiotic products, our enzyme products, and then all the rest of our touch points around the world for household care, biofuels, etc.
Dr. Steve Lerner with Novanesis. Good to see you here at Trade Talk in Kansas City. Thanks for joining us.
My absolute pleasure, Jesse. Thank you.
Once again, Dr. Steve Lerner there with Novanesis. Learn more, Novanesis.com. That's Novanesis.com. One quick news note, a California raw milk farm has issued a recall after state health officials detected bird flu in retail samples. California Department of Public Health has instructed consumers to avoid consuming a single batch of cream top whole raw milk produced by Raw Farm LLC. While no illnesses have been reported, retailers have been instructed to pull affected products from their shelves. California health officials said in a press release, quote, public health experts have long warned consumers against consuming raw milk or raw milk products due to elevated risks of foodborne illness. Raw milk products are not pasteurized, a heating process that kills bacteria and viruses such as bird flu, end quote. In 2023, Raw Farm was linked to a salmonella outbreak that sickened more than 165 people. The U.S. has reported 55 human cases of bird flu since the virus jumped to dairy cows earlier this year, and California has reported 29 confirmed human cases of bird flu, the most of any state. AOA Today brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Talk with your local experts about the right lubricants and greases for your equipment, or visit Cenex.com for more. Up next, we're going to hear a conversation I had with Ron Lamberti from the American Coalition for Ethanol during the NAFB convention. That's next on AOA, Agriculture of America.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk. Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Cattle markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins at the Mercantile Exchange. Due to the strength in the cash cattle markets from Wednesday, they were $3 to $5 higher. That has led to additional buying interest in a very light holiday type of trade in the cattle markets today. While hog markets are moving mostly lower, again, a drop in pork cutout values from Wednesday, a light holiday trade, all combining to pressure markets. December live cattle up 35 cents to 188.35. February up 32 cents to 188.92. January feeder cattle up $1.07 to 259.80. March up $1.62 to $258.92. Meanwhile, in the grain markets today, corn markets and wheat markets both moving mostly higher. Strong export sales reports helping to support the markets, while soybeans are mostly mixed. Nearbys are higher due to strength in some of the palm oil prices, but deferred contracts are lower. December corn up 5 1/4 to 421. New crop 25 up 1/4 to 430. January beans up 2 3/4 to 991.5. New crop down 1 1/4 to 1012 3/4. December wheat in Chicago up 7.5 to 545 1/4. March up 3 1/4 to 551 3/4. Minneapolis wheat December up 13 to 577.5. March up 2 to 593 1/4. With markets, I'm Brian Winnekins.
At Jerry Bear & Sons, your Golden Harvest seed dealer, their best skill is knowing how to listen. Because once they understand your operation and goals, they can offer the right products to perform in your fields. From the Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios to expert insights, it's an answer to what they have heard from you. Get fall cash discounts when you order your Golden Harvest seeds now at Jerry Bear & Sons, just off Highway 25, Durand.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
And the Ad Council.
information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to have you along with us here on the show. It's powered by our friends at Cenex. Extreme dirty conditions aren't new to farmers and ranchers. Combat dirt and downtime with Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel. It includes a range of benefits that meet the demands of equipment, even in the toughest conditions. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to Cenex.com for more information. Well, as we continue to listen back to conversations I had at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, middle of the month of November, I talked with so many great folks throughout agriculture, of course, and we've been hearing a lot of these conversations the last week or so here on the show. I was able to catch up with Ron Lamberti, the Chief Marketing Officer for the American Coalition for Ethanol. Talk about a range of various ethanol-related issues that ACE is watching here post-election, looking ahead to next year. Ron's done a lot of work in terms of E15 and getting fuel pumps and equipment into various retailers across the country and more. So we talked about a lot of different issues related to ethanol and biofuels. Let's listen to this conversation I had right now with Ron Lamberti from the American Coalition for Ethanol, talking with him at the NAFB convention. Let's listen in now here on AOA. Good to catch up with Ron Lamberti, Chief Marketing Officer for the American Coalition for Ethanol. ACE, Ron, how are you?
Good. I mean, it's busy. It's good. I mean,
yeah.
It beats the alternative usually. So, yeah, been good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, of course, you get to talk with a lot of ag media folks, farm broadcasters, and more here at NAFB once again this year, and talk a lot about ethanol. And, of course, there's plenty going on there in terms of exports, trade, infrastructure, et cetera, et cetera. Let's dive into the infrastructure piece first.
Okay.
And I think about E15 specifically, and we've seen, you know, we're still trying to get that nationwide year-round fix. We got it in the Midwest states. I know in California, Governor Newsom's mandate to CARB for E15, big win there. But obviously getting E15 at the pump.
Right.
Infrastructure-wise, that's been a big challenge, and I know that's something you worked on extensively with ACE.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I think, you know, to some extent, with all the emphasis we put on infrastructure has maybe, you know, been sort of a, maybe to some folks has been a little bit of a negative, because I know we spent a lot of time when E15 was approved talking about how it could be used in the equipment you have now. And I think we have a website for marketers that's flexfuelforward.com that has a chart on it where a station can go in and put in what their tanks are, what their pumps are, and find out if they're compatible, because most of it is. I mean, that's, you know, and you send this message out, well, you can use it in your existing stuff, but then you give them money to buy new stuff, and it's kind of a mixed message. So I think there's marketers that kind of get confused by that. At the same time, being able to get some money to get new equipment is a good incentive to start using that other product. So that's gone well. And as what usually happens when you're dealing with fuel marketers is that they, you know, there's all these cliches that everybody accuses me of using too much. Well, they're cliches. That's what they are. But it's like, you know, everybody wants to be first to be second. So whoever does it first, then the other guys see that it works and they start piling on. So hopefully that's what's happened with the number of folks that we've got using E15 now. And I think then you kind of swerve into the real reason people haven't used E15 is because it's kind of an uncertain fuel. You got that seasonality that we've taken care of the last 4 years with exceptions. And you know, they know that can't happen forever. So a station doesn't want to put a fuel in that they might have to take out every June and put back in. It's just,
absolutely,
it's too much of a hassle. So that E15 year-round is a key piece. And I think finally, if that goes through, I think we'll finally see some critical, you know, numbers build up in E15.
Thinking about E15 here, but also just exports of ethanol and trade and, you know, our partners around the world. I mean, and talk about that. And I'll add the caveat, of course, you know, we have a new Trump administration coming in here. What does that mean for exports of things like ethanol, et cetera? I guess just your thoughts on ethanol exports, trade, et cetera, right now.
Yeah, I think, first of all, the reason that ethanol exports are up is that the rest of the world has gotten kind of figured out that it's a good way to reduce carbon pollution without having to invest in, you know, in countries that where they can't all buy electric cars. In Canada, which has been our biggest growth area, you know, they put rules together that were pretty much agnostic as far as what how you get to those numbers. So if your numbers are better because you're selling E10 or E15 or E20, those numbers work. And so, you know, that the even the oil companies, you know, in last summer, 23, we met with some folks in Calgary, and it was oil companies who were talking about how much they like, you know, the fact that they can use it for octane, and they're mm-hmm. just looking at ways to meet their numbers that they got to hit, and ethanol works for them. So, you know, there hasn't been as much politicking around that, and you've got, you know, parts of the world where they started doing ethanol 20 years ago, and then they quit because of the, you know, food versus fuel BS, and now they kind of are getting back to using ethanol because it's the fastest way to reduce mm-hmm. carbon pollution, and it's the least expensive. So, you know, internationally, I think we'll see that growth continue. And the nice thing is you get some of these areas where you see a number and it's like they bought, you know, 10 million gallons or 2 million gallons. Once it's there, it's there. I mean, that's the best part. You get into a market and they start using it. They usually like it and start using more. So it's I think those things will continue to go. Now, as far as trade goes, you know, if we're slapping a bunch of tariffs on things, as we found before, ag commodities and ethanol tend to be the place where people slap back. So, you know, that'll be an interesting needle to thread. But then, you know, again, if they're I guess the bypass to that is if they're buying Brazilian ethanol, then maybe U.S. ethanol can go places that aren't in Brazil. The other one that's kind of exciting is I spent a lot of time 2016 to 2018 in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And it looked like we might get something going there. And then they got a new president who decided he wasn't a big fan. And now the new president there is at one point was mayor of Mexico City, and she was advocating for E10 in Mexico City. So I think there's some hope that maybe Mexico would take it. And, you know, you throw in Mexico with the fact that you don't have to put it on a ship, and the economics work pretty well, and I think they'd be great for our, you know, for our ethanol producers here.
What about Southeast Asia? I hear a lot of talk about India. Yeah. I mean, you know, country like that, what's the potential there?
So I went to the India Auto Show with the U.S. Grains Council in January of 23, and other than the trip being torture, just flying.
Oh, man.
Big guy on a plane for, you know, 20 hours. It's just not great. But it was great market because, you know, they're a perfect example of that. You know, they're not going to buy electric cars in India. They're, you know, they've taken all those little tuk-tuks, I think, are propane now. But, you know, it's a market that they know ethanol will work. In fact, that I was on a panel, and the panel was with me representing ethanol industry. You had a domestic ethanol guy. You had the oil industry was in favor of it. The auto industry was in favor of doing more ethanol. They had a hybrid flex fuel vehicle there that they were, and it was a huge auto show. But their rules right now say that you can only use domestic or, you know, ethanol made by an Indian company. And there's some question of whether that would count if an Indian company made it in the U.S., maybe. But I don't know how that works out. But they could only use ethanol made in India for their vehicles. But that opens up the market that ethanol used to be in. What, you know, whether it's a cleaning supply or beverage or industrial ethanol uses. So there's some volume going in there. And the same is true of some of those, you know, Indonesian markets, Malaysia, Korea is using, you know, had set some good numbers. And then there's always that chance that China might, you know, decide they're going to start using some U.S. ethanol. And if they do, then who knows, the market could go just nuts with something like that. I mean, they passed a law that says they've got to be to, I think, 20% ethanol by a certain date, but I don't know if they're, I don't know where that is, and, you know, they're pretty fickle as a partner, but again, that's sort of what I was, kind of alluding to when I said once it's there, it's there. Once you get ethanol in, you know, the Philippines is using some, there's some people doing auto ethanol there. Japan is using ethanol as ETBE, so it's further processed ethanol. But there's some, they've got a couple of companies, I guess, that are doing, you know, like an E4 or something like that. But once it's there, the ability to expand it happens pretty quickly. So I think those could be some big markets.
A lot of opportunity, some questions, but plenty of things to keep an eye on. I know folks can go to ethanol.org for more. Ron, anything else you'd add real quick before we close it out?
No, I think at some point we probably should talk. We got done with our test of the hybrid electric flex fuel vehicle HEF, and the emissions patterns from that we kind of logged are very similar to a Lexus from the same year. Tesla.
Okay.
From the same year. So those would be, at some point, we'll have those on our website that you just mentioned, and pretty cool the way that turned out because, you know, it's sort of electric, but when you charge the battery, you charge it with ethanol, so that lowers the emissions. So it's pretty cool.
We'll save that conversation for the next time. And again, ethanol.org for more. Ron Lamberti, Chief Marketing Officer for the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good to see you here in Kansas City. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Bye.
Great conversation there once again with Ron Lamberti, Chief Marketing Officer for the American Coalition for Ethanol, and their website. Again, you can find a lot of information there. Stay up to date on issues and more. Just go to ethanol.org. That's ethanol.org. AOA today brought to you by Cenex. Protect your equipment and achieve better performance with Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Invest in those quality products from Cenex. Go to your nearest store, talk to your local experts, or visit Cenex.com for more information. Coming up next, as we close out today's AOA, I had a conversation with Charles Barron from FBN, Farmers Business Network, during the NAFB convention. We'll listen into that on the way next here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Oh no, my phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. This Black Friday, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tab. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Something magical happens when you unbox the best of British TV with BritBox. Stream acclaimed series starring Olivia Colman, Idris Elba, Sophie Turner, Matthew McFadyen, and more of Britain's brightest talent. See what's inside, discover something remarkable, and uncover what perhaps you were looking for all along. Unbox BritBox and stream the best of British TV. Start your free trial at BritBox.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code RADIO for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code RADIO.
Org today.
Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
FBN is always working to do more for family farms. And now, through December 13th, FBN Cyber Days means even more. More options, more offers, and more spending power with 0% financing and up to 9% off with our cash payment discount. Plus, pricing deals like Willowwood Glyfo 5 as low as $12.97 per gallon when you pay cash. Take more control of next season during FBN Cyber Days. Visit FBN.com/save today. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not.
cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Right now on the show, let's hear a conversation I had at the NAFB convention in Kansas City a few weeks back with Charles Barron, one of the founders of FBN, Farmers Business Network.
It's always good when we can catch up at these various farm shows and in person. Let's talk things going on with FBN here as we near the end of the year. First, I should hit on this, Cyber Days. Talk about what you guys have going on there from a product standpoint.
Well, great. Yeah, so Cyber Days is really FBN's biggest purchasing event of the year for producers. So for that preseason, when producers want to lock in the most savings of the year, we make a huge program available. And it's become kind of a tradition at FBN. Started as, you know, really for fun. Said, why shouldn't farmers have Black Friday, you know, Cyber Monday, just like everyone else around Thanksgiving and Christmas? And it turned into a whole month for us. So we have a huge program across crop protection, livestock, animal health, feed, biologicals. We even have a pilot going on now in liquid fertilizer as well. So hundreds of products with typically what are some of our best prices of the season, the ability to lock in 0% financing for the entire year for producers, and the ability to use the FBN acre plan system so they can actually map out their whole needs for the entire year for each crop and know exactly what their cost per acre are going to be on their inputs. And so that system gives farmers more transparency and control and really just drilling home, here's exactly what my input costs are going to be so they can market with confidence.
Well, and thinking about, you know, making those decisions, obviously this is the time of year. I mean, we're wrapping up 2024 harvest. We're making a lot of decisions for that 2025 crop. And with the way interest rates are and cost of inputs, you know, a lot of farmers have been talking about that in general. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot surrounding this situation right now that a lot of decisions are going to be made that are going to be pretty critical, right?
Yep, absolutely. And so, you know, in the last 2 years, we've seen huge swings in the prices of inputs, especially things like crop protection and fertilizer. Seed has kind of continued to go up. But didn't have all the volatility that chem and fertilizer did. Chem prices, skyrocketed in 22. They came down in 23. This year, they kind of bottomed a bit. And what we're seeing is just on the fundamental basis of the supply dynamics with the international producers and what's coming into the country, we think for the most part, prices are pretty stable or will be pretty stable, mm-hmm. meaning we don't expect them to, you know, skyrocket. We don't expect them to, you know, go down much further. There are some prices like 2,4-D where we do expect 2,4-D to be going up, and we, you know, advise farmers to be getting ahead on that one especially. But you also just have more variables in play this year. So we have just had the election. We don't exactly know what that's going to mean yet in terms of trade policy. We don't know what that's going to mean in terms of tariffs or other changes in supply. And our manufacturer is going to change, you know, terms, you know, out there for folks who are downstream. So those could be issues that do bring, you know, price increases this year on certain inputs. And so we want farmers to be cautious about that, be mindful of that. We don't yet know what that's going to mean. So be prudent and lock in, you know, when you can. We provide price guarantees on products during Cyber Days as well for our loyal customers, so they can get certain price protection on that product should the price go down. And we try and give people the most secure, most confident way to buy it for the whole year.
Charles Barron with FBN joining us here on the show today at the NAFB convention. Interest rates, too. I know you guys have some options there on the finance side for farmers. As obviously, that environment is a totally different conversation as well.
Yeah, I think that's one where I think there's more positive things going on. So you've gotten the second round of rate cutting here, and then there should be another one in December. For growers who've had to lock in interest rates over the last 2 years, this is a good time to refinance. They absolutely should be refinancing any land purchases or operating notes that they have. FBN's finance platform, very easy to use. We have a full program from land appraisal and valuation through the Acre Vision system, so you can check out the value of all your farmland and any parcel you're interested in. Then you can get easily qualified. There's instant, you know, quoting, basically a 15-minute application to get you going, and a very, very rapid approval process. So we've extended over $2.5 billion now of credit to growers. Been a very successful program and something that, you know, growers have really valued. And again, you can use that for land purchases, operating notes on the farm, input purchases, and equipment loans, which is something new we have this year as well. And then both on those input and operating notes, anything you buy on the FBN store is eligible for that 0% financing program. So you can use that operating line to buy everything you need on the farm. And then the 0% is just there for you when you buy inputs on FBN.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I should ask as well, give a plug when it comes to technology and AI. We've talked about this before, but Norm, share that with folks a little bit who may not be aware of your guys' AI advisor, Norm.
Yeah, Norm is our AI advisor. This is artificial intelligence, not the other AI for cattle. Norm can advise you on that as well. But AI is basically, you know, your ability to talk to technology, and mm-hmm. it allows technology to talk back to you. So as opposed to Googling, searching for the answer for things, AI, you can put the question in and say, I'm dealing with this issue specific to my livestock or my crop, this agronomic situation or my machinery, and it'll have a conversation with you, and it will help you solve the problem, right? So it actually works like a human. It's incredible. Norm can pass an agronomy exam. We've tested it on multiple different state licensing exams. It's trained on, you know, public source data from things like Extension Universities, as well as FBN's corpus of information. And that makes it a tremendous advisor. We've trained it specifically on chemicals, diseases, and pests. So you can use it for label questions, application timing questions, mixing, compatibility questions, product selection, you name it. So you go on to FBN, you go to either FBN.com/Norm, or you visit any product page on the store, and there'll be a little button for Norm on there, and you can have a chat. So if you haven't talked with AI, check it out. You know, give it a shot, because a lot of farms love the fact that you've got an agronomist there 24/7 who can talk to you.
And you can learn more online at FBN.com. Again, that was Charles Barron with Farmers Business Network, talking with him at the 2024 NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. AOA brought to you by Cenex. Mitigate risk on the farm with premium diesel and keep your operation moving. Visit your nearest Cenex store location, ask your local experts about their premium diesel fuel, or visit Cenex.com for more. We're out of time on AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
80 million listeners depend on AM radio to always be on, delivering news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports you can trust. AM radio also delivers vital emergency information when you need it most. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Another teenager fell victim to fake pills. Smells like big crime that needs to be stopped.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his